Well, we are a very passionate group of local volunteers, and what's amazing is that we have an incredible relationship and partnership with the sustainability team at Waverley Council.
Okay.
So we have a strategic action plan set up. It's quite serious for the next 4 years. And probably the main things that that you would be interested in is the community engagement and working with businesses. So I think with sort of on the ground with community, we'll be doing a number of initiatives with involving education and just awareness. That's right down on the beach. We'll be having more beach cleanups. And it's a great way to garner interest from passers-by as well who stop to look at what we're doing.
Absolutely.
And ask questions.
Mm.
And all the information, all of the plastics, when we do a beach cleanup, we bring everything back. We might just go out for 45 minutes, break up into groups, come back, and all that data gets separated and recorded and goes towards the Tangaroa Blue National Database, Marine
wow.
Debris. So that's one thing, and we're going to host film nights and form alliances with other like-minded groups. So I think education is sort of, you know, a key to the problem.
Absolutely.
And also working, one of my personal passions is to engage with businesses and sort of, you know, have discussions and see what alternatives are available for businesses. There's a real direct link, particularly down at the sea, between what is being purchased in nearby cafes and kiosks and what will end up on the sand.
Mm.
And it's a lot easier to see that down at the beach. It's a little harder when you're going into your office into work, but I see that every day. So that's a really positive step as well.
Absolutely. What impacts are single-use plastics having on, in particular, Bronte Beach and kind of our coastline in general?
Well, look, it's huge. And in fact, we're in a really lucky situation. If you walk down to Bronte Beach, you might at a glance think, wow, it looks pretty clean, and particularly if you've been in overseas countries, you know, developing countries and things. So, but when you look a little bit further and go out scouring, there's actually a lot there. And I think a lot of, like, particularly the problems with plastic bags and things like that, they'll get blown into the ocean. So there's the obvious ugly litter problem. But when stuff gets blown into the ocean, it poses a serious threat to marine life and to seabirds as well. And I think it's a global problem.
Absolutely.
They're kind of reached a bit of a bursting point at the moment, so a turning point, which is kind of good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that when we engage on community levels like you guys are doing, it's so much more, it hits home a lot more for people when they realise that it's in their backyard and it's at their favourite beaches and it's something that is affecting them.
Absolutely. We've also got one of our sort of core members is an artist. Her real name's Anne Shackman, but her artist name is Marina Debris. And she picks up, she scours the beaches every morning. She's down at living at Coogee at the moment. And every piece of artwork that she makes is used, in fact, not even rinsed. She's so authentic. And she makes her artwork and makes a lot of trash. So it's obviously fashion made at her. And it's really amazing. So if anybody wants to look her up, her name's Marina Debris.
That's incredible. So
she's a great person to have with us. So that's another way. And engaging with local schools is
very important.
Also fantastic. So our local school, Bronte Public School, they're trying to go single-use plastic free for 2018.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
And that's just, it's great because the kids then can also educate the parents.
Absolutely.
Who might need a little bit of educating.
There is nothing more willing to get you on board with a project than a child nagging you about it.
exactly. And I think, you know, with sort of shows like The War on Waste that the ABC screened in mid last year, that really sort of resonated. I mean, in my area, so I'm hoping it's had an enormous impact.
It has. Yeah.
On people signing up for even, I think, the Keep Cup I think their whole system crashed. They just, after that show.
It's incredible. Anyway. It's absolutely incredible to see people so willing to get on board and so willing to try and make a change and really try and impact what's going on here. How can individuals contribute to Plastic Free Bronte? You mentioned there that you've got some cleanup initiatives, you've got some education initiatives. How can anyone listening who lives around Bronte or frequents Bronte quite regularly, how can they get on board?
Well, I think first thing, they can go to our website and join Plastic Free Bronte. We're an association. We're all volunteers, and we're all volunteers that have really busy working lives as well. So we really welcome any volunteers. So they can go to plasticfreebronte.org. And we've got an email as well, which is, what is it? plasticfreebronte@gmail.com.
It is indeed. I have it in front of me right now.
Oh, aren't you good? Yeah, we welcome anyone to do that. But I think that what's amazing about this little project, I've been chipping away at this issue for years. Just, I'm an absolute ocean lover. And it is extraordinary what a little group of people who are very passionate can do when they get together.
Absolutely.
And with a lot of commitment. So it does take commitment. But even though the problem is a depressing one, I think that there are lots of solutions out there at the moment.
And we can't just sit back and be sad. The ocean is facing so many issues with problems in overfishing and pollution and so many different things, that this is something that we can actually contribute to and make better.
We've got choices here.
Absolutely.
So I think you're right. So, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot that can be done.
I completely agree. Colette, you're doing an incredible job. You're doing amazing work. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That was Colette Reynolds there talking about how we can minimise our use of single-use plastics and protect our beloved Bronte Beach. Plastic Free Bronte is a young yet accomplished organisation that is constantly seeking to support on both an individual and business-orientated level.